confirm that I am a candidate, or I hope to be a candidate. And so there may not be so many of these wonderful evenings, but I'll tell you this, there's a lot more music and joy, so these are the talented people to bring it out. So I'm looking forward to sitting in the audience and listening to the son of James Joyce in Words and Song, part two, with Map Paris and all the rest of it. But I can just say two things about the presidency. I will be setting out on this road. I won't be able to do the accents anymore, unfortunately, because I have to be a little bit more dignified. But there will be lots of fun. And just, if there is anybody who'd like to know a bit more about what I'm doing, who'd like to support, there is a website, www.norrisforpresident.ie. And finally, as a politician in the Senate, I've always believed in delivering. I've delivered amendments, I've delivered legislation, I've delivered social change, and I've already delivered on this election, because there was speculation that there would be no election, that you, the people, would be bypassed by an agreement between senior party members of the various parties. My candidacy has made sure you will have a choice. You may not choose me. There are going to be a number of very, very fine candidates, and I've paid tribute to all the names who've been mentioned, but at least I've ensured you'll have that choice. And I started last Monday to set the agenda with three pillars: mental health, enterprise, and tourism, the imagination, culture, and the arts. And did we not have a wonderful, wonderful evening of culture here in Westport? So thank you very much.
I don't.